Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Jackie Campbell, and I am joined today by one of our members who has got to be one of the most knowledgeable people I have met on air conditioners and the googlies that you can possibly put inside them. We've just had some horrible off-air stories, and he's going to share them with you. Also, safety switches. I think we're going to try and cover both off in here. So welcome, Shane Ness from Enertech. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me down here.
Absolutely. Now, you have to share these stories. We've heard mice, we've heard mold, we've heard dog hair, we've heard all sorts of horrible. So hopefully you haven't told all the energies. What are you finding in these people's air conditioners?
Classic one at the moment is mice. The other day we pulled out 3 mice out of 1 aircon. Unfortunately, they were all cooked. And so the poor lady was breathing in the deceased remains of a mouse.
Deceased mouse. Excellent. I'm not sure that would count as good indoor air quality, it's a deceased mice. So how are these mice getting into the system?
I'm thinking they're coming through the hole in the back. So they have the refrigerant pipes going to the outside unit, and there's a nice big hole there, and they just crawl through. So you're not blocking that when you're installing them. They just get straight through into the back of the aircon. There's plenty of bits and pieces in there for them to curl up, and you find them usually holding onto a piece of wire or something, and they're done.
So they get electrocuted, or they run out of something to eat?
I think a bit of both, but a lot of ones I've found have been caught up in the printed circuit board and across wires and stuff like that.
A bit like I found them on my washing machine the other day. Same problem, across
nice.
Two wires. Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to work out what that god-awful smell was coming from my laundry. Okay, so mice aside, what else are you finding in these air conditioners?
Lots of mould.
Okay, yep.
Dog hair. They just and when you're cleaning them with the solutions, it's just coming out black water, so it's dust, mold, and I suppose it's coming from skin and all that kind of bits and pieces that live in your house.
Right. Okay. So if you've got a problem with your air conditioner, obviously there's two ways of knowing it. Either you're starting to feel a bit unwell and you might think that might be the cause, or if you open, obviously, the front of your air conditioner, you see these amazing things. I believe they're called filters, you were telling me, which need to be cleaned.
Yep. You'd be surprised how people don't clean those filters. That's your first defense. I mean, if you're not cleaning those filters every month when it's getting used, so during summer, take them out every month and just hose them under some warm water, get a vacuum, clean them up that way. Mm-hmm. That's your first defense. And if they're getting blocked, then your air conditioner is going to start working real hard to try to cool your house, and it's just not going to do the job.
But that sounds like an expensive option too, if it's having to work a lot harder than...
Yep.
Okay. Because most of the systems we've got in place these days are inverted air systems, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the ones you want to get. These split systems inverted, so you have the cooling and the heating, and then the inverters. If the units gets to 23 degrees, is this going to go into basically, you know, nice cool mode, and it's going to sit there just pumping along nicely until it gets it needs to. So yeah.
Okay. So that's a good way of saving money, obviously, here from an energy consumption point of view. Keep your filters cleaned.
Yep.
And keep your, I mean, if you're buying systems, buy inverted systems.
That's it.
Yep. Okay, fantastic. So if we're looking at our air conditioners here and we're just quite disgusted by what we see, who do we call?
Me.
You call you.
Enertech Electrical Communications and Air Conditioning.
Okay.
Give us a call.
So Enertech's the best way to go, obviously. You stand behind what you're saying. Tell me a bit more about what Enertech can actually do, both in this space and with electrical safety in the home.
Yeah, so with the air conditioning servicing, so we can put your air conditioner into our system, and we remind you every year that it needs a service.
Mm-hmm.
We come out, we've got this split bib kit. Try saying that 3 times fast.
Right, tell me what that is.
So you basically put this... a plastic bag over the air conditioner, and it has a drain into a bucket.
Right.
And so we can bring in our jet coil system, and it's a high pressure battery powered system, high pressure cleaner. And then we got the solution. So we've got all these different chemicals that we can put through your unit and get all that mold and sanitize your unit and cleans it out. And it all drains into a bucket, and I get to show the lovely customer the type of gunk that comes out of their air conditioner.
It validates why they called you to start with.
Yep.
Okay, so how long does a process like this take if I want to come and get... Do I need to be out of my house for the day? What do I do?
A full service takes 2 hours.
Okay.
$190, full service, and you'll get to see it all. You can sit there. It's not intrusive. We don't leave any marks on your walls and stuff like that. That's what this bib is for.
Yep.
And, you can sit there and watch.
Okay. Oh, great. I'm not sure that's a good idea. Okay. So the educator, we can run science classes for our children. So that's per unit?
Per unit, yeah.
Okay, cool. So 108. So if I've got 6 units...
Whatever that works out
to be. I was waiting for you to do the math.
No. $190, and that covers your split systems. You can do the ducted refrigerator units through there as well.
Okay,
and
cool.
And your vaps as well.
Yep. Okay, so if you can throw a bag over the unit inside and you effectively wash it all through, using, we're assuming, chemicals which aren't going to cause problems, obviously, for the owner. You're not replacing one pollutant with another.
Nope.
So all nice and lovely. So fresh air is now breezing through my, my lounge room from my clean split system. Ducted systems, what are you doing there?
So your ducted systems work in the same way. They're just a bit bigger. And instead of going over the top of the wall-mounted unit, they go through your return air filter. You usually find that in your corridors. Mm-hmm. And it's that grill, egg-shaped grill. And so we pop that out and you see the filter there. We usually show the customer how dirty it is. And that's not them being dirty. That's just all your air from your house is getting sucked through that unit. And so we clean that one out and we get up in your roof and check all your duct worked out. You usually find every now and then you'll have an actuator somewhere on your roof or a valve that opens to let air into a zone. Mm-hmm. And you have your bedrooms and your lounge room zones. And we operate them, make sure they're all working in all the in all controls. And we clean the outside unit as well. And we do pre and post load tests to make sure your unit is working the way it needs to be. You run your in heating and cooling. Mm-hmm. And we get to see if it's failing or it's working brilliant.
Fantastic. Now, have they all got filters in the return air?
Yes.
They do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure my house doesn't. We might need to speak. I'm sure I can see the cushion header in my return air without actually a filter in place. I think we need to talk.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like I've got it set up right. Right. Okay. So that is split systems and that's ducted systems.
Ducted refrigerated. Yep.
Yep. Now, what are these on the roof thingies?
Yeah. So the ones on the roof are the EVAPs. Mm-hmm. So they're basically sucking hot air from the outside, putting it over some pads, which are like soaked in water. And then that air gets cooled and gets pushed into your house. And then that pushes the hot air out of your house. That's the one that you have to have your windows open somewhere a little bit or your door open or stuff like that to push the hot air out.
Oh, to exhaust that hot, moist air.
That's it.
Okay, avoid getting mould and things.
Then the tiles get slippery and your kitchen bench gets a bit water on it. So that's if you haven't quite got the air balance correct. So you open your window a little bit. We can come through with an anemometer, it's a hard word to say as well, and get your air balancing correct. But what you guys can do at home is just grab a bit of paper, go up to a window, and you'll feel, when the window's open a little bit, you feel that paper stick there. Just keep opening window a little bit more until that paper drops, and then you're starting to get that balance right. Just put a little mark on the windowsill, and then you know when you turn your EVAP on, that's the level where you need to have it.
That's brilliant. Okay, so do these units get filthy dirty as well? Really, even though they're taking out this nice, clean outdoor air?
Yep, they're full of calcium and scale because you've got water in there.
Okay, right.
So the tank or the bottom of the aircon will fill up with anywhere between 10 and 20 litres of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets pumped around and around and around. And if you're not cleaning them, then that calcium builds up and actually blocks things like your float valve or your drain valve. And it doesn't quite operate well. And those pads need to be clean as well. So the air's getting sucked through those pads and they're built up with calcium. Then you're not going to get the water in there, you're not going to get that airflow, and your air conditioner will start not to work efficiently.
And I suppose also, since you've got the outside air, and your outside air has got biological contaminants in it, and you're leaving it, even when it dumps the water, it's leaving it damp, you're going to get that biofilm and slime and all sorts of other stuff in there as well, aren't you?
Yeah, and I've heard people say that once I've serviced them, they reckon they feel better, their asthma's not as bad, because you are getting the outdoor pollutants getting through, and definitely.
Right, oh my goodness. So if we've got problems with our air conditioners, obviously the person to call is you.
Yep.
So go on, how do we get hold of you? What's the best way to get hold of you guys?
So we got our website, Enertech Group.com.au. Enertech Group.
Yep.
There's contact details on there. That sends me an email and I can contact you that way. Our Facebook, Enertech Group Facebook, Enertech Group PTYLTD, I think it is on Facebook.
Right.
And you can also send us an email at info@enertechgroup.com.au.
Cool. So if you want to see evidence of the work that you're doing,
Go
to your Facebook page and see all the gruesome photographs.
Yeah, we've got a really good list of photos that we're slowly putting up there. Content warning, there's a few mice that are going to get put on there that have found their timely end. But definitely photos of bad air conditioners and stuff that needs to get serviced.
And befores and afters, so people can see the work that you do?
Definitely.
Fantastic. That sounds brilliant. Shane, I will definitely need to be speaking to you about my lack of filter on my return air, I think.
No worries.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.